largest new car selection in the entire Thumb. And if we don't have it, then we'll get it from another dealer at no extra cost to you. Customer service is the biggest reason our customers come back time and time again. You won't get a better sales experience anywhere else. So come see us today in Caro at Moore Motors or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network as we're just about ready to start this second half. And before we start, Harbor Beach leads 14-8 over Ubley. And to start this game, the coin toss is a bit confusing. We really weren't quite sure what happened. Ubley won the toss, and typically you'd say you'd like to receive or you defer. Because Ubley said the word kick, they did not say we defer to the second half. They kick. They choose to kick to start the game.
Which then defers.
Then defers to the second half. And so Harbor Beach then said, okay, we'll receive the ball in the second half. And that's how Harbor Beach is going to get the ball to start this game and also to start the second half.
Yeah, this is something very strange to me. I guess I don't understand the concept. I do get that Ubley wanted to make sure that Harbor Beach was playing into the wind to start this game. I understand that completely. But it's very strange, and you probably won't see it again. I don't know if it's ever happened that I've seen that you give a team to start the both halves the football. So it'd be very interesting to see how this works out for the Bearcats.
Colton Rosenthal will be kicking off for the Ubley Bearcats at their own 40-yard line with the wind at their back. So just more importantly, in this fourth quarter, Ubley will be going into the wind. Harbor Beach will have the wind at the back in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach will have the wind in their face in this third quarter, which is kind of changed from a due west now to a northwest, which I believe in the first time in history, Dave, in Harbor Beach, I've seen a northwest wind. It's always northeast.
It seems like it always comes off that water. It has not yet, but wouldn't be surprised if that does happen yet in this game.
There's Colton Rosenthal's kick boots all the way down to about the hits right at the goal line and bounces out. That'll be result in a touchback. And Harbor Beach will start their drive at the 20-yard line. This is the furthest back they've started any drive on the night. 12 minutes on the clock, 14-8. Harbor Beach leads by 6 points.
That's exactly what Ubley wants to do. If you're going to have that wind at your back, kick it as deep as you can, but don't kick it right at Jan. Make him go left to right to that ball. That one carried into the goal line before Jan could get to it and out the back of the end zone. So advantage Ubley to start this half. This is their opportunity to get off the field and give their offense good field position with the wind. Harbor Beach going to have to go 80 yards on this defense.
Left right across the radio, 80-yard field in front of them at the 20-yard line. First and 10, Anderson under center, 3 men backfield in the tee. And off to Devin Puff, goes right through the middle out to the 25 to the 26-yard line. Logan Holbert, the junior for Ubley's defense on the tackle. Second down, 4 to go from the 26.
Holbert, just a junior on that defense, does a nice job of wrapping up Devin Puff. But Puff, so athletic, he's able to get up behind the tackler, Holbert, and fall forward. And similar to the first half, 6 yards gained on first down, second and 4, right where you want to be as a wing tee offense.
At the 26, about 3 yards inside the right hash, Anderson rolls to his left to keep it for himself and is brought down in the backfield as Ubley breaks through the line. Carson Holeski, the sophomore, got into the backfield and brought down the legs of Anderson. He nearly got out of it but tripped, and it's a loss of 3 on the play back to the 23-yard line, 3rd and 7.
Nice job by that young linebacker again. He's done it a couple times in this game. He's gotten into the backfield and blown up a play, and that's exactly what he did. Second down and 4 turns into 3rd down and 8 into the wind. So for Harbor Beach, way back in their own territory, a crucial down early in this half. Got to find a way to get 5 or 6 yards in order to be able to go for it on 4th down.
3rd down and 7, T formation, Anderson under center again. And off up the gut, and Ubley's there to bring him down in the trenches, maybe even for a loss of a yard. They're back at the 22-yard line. On the bottom of that pile would be a running back somewhere. That'd be number 29, Devin Finkel. And Borowski on the stop, 4th down and 8 now for Harbor Beach.
Boy, oh boy, this is not the situation you want if you're Harbor Beach. Into the wind, way back in your own territory. You've run 3 plays for a total of 2 positive yards, 4th down and 8. Apparently throwing the ball is not an option into this wind. I guess if I'm Coach Shelke, I'm punting it away and trying to get a 20 or 25 yard punt down the field and hoping my defense can stand tall and maintain this lead.
Parker Yon deep back at his own 9 yard line awaiting the long snap on the punt. Punt is away. He keeps it out of the wind and goes right out of bounds, maybe at the 35 yard line. They're going to stay. He went out of bounds at the right at the 35 is where they're going to say. No, they're going to keep backtracking to the 33 yard line. So all in all, a 10-yard punt from Parker Yon gives the ball back to Ubley, trailing by just 6 points, 9:47 left in the third.
I understand what you're trying to do is kick that low-line drive and try to penetrate the wind as best you can, but that's another one, Clark, right off the hosel for that left-handed golfer that I've seen you only do a couple of times, never twice in the same round.
Oh, no, it happens.
I haven't played golf in a couple of years,
not
apparently.
In a while, yeah. First and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats at the Harbor Beach 33-yard line. Handoff to Ethan Lemke, has positive yards, pushing that pile forward, has the first down, still on his feet. And forward progress stops after about 11 yards, maybe even 12, all the way down to the 22-yard line to pick your player for the black jerseys. As everyone was in on that one, Michael Anderson on the stop. A 12-yard gain moves the chains, first and 10.
Mason Yon over in that area code as well. But Ethan Lemke, no surprise, only 6 carries in the first half. They got to go right to their lead horse. Their defense stands tall, 3 and out, forces a short punt. Great field position for the Bearcats. And what do they do on first down? Give it to their best back, run right into the teeth of the Pirate defense. Lemke makes one guy miss, gets to the first down marker, and a new and a fresh set of downs already. Ubley in perfect position to try and find a way to tie this ball game.
First and 10 as they move the chains, and believe it or not, it's even tough to move the chains in this wind. It is absolutely howling. It's a sustained about 25 to 30 mile an hour wind tonight, now in the northwest direction. First and 10, Ubley with the wind at their back. Casey Sweeney under center at the Harbor Beach 22 yard line. 3 men backfield, and off to William Spicer out for the running. Almost has the first down. Looks like he's all the way down to about the 11 yard line. Depending on the spot, might be the first down after 11-yard gain. First and 10 for the Bearcats.
All of a sudden, getting big plays on this Pirate defense. Not sure what they're doing differently yet, but quick hitters. They got Lemke through the right side, Spicer this time through the left, where Casey Sweeney takes the snap, turns around quickly, and instantly hands the ball to his running back. Quick dives off center, and both of them go for 10-plus yards to start this drive, and all of a sudden down just outside the 10-yard line with a chance to score.
First and 10 at the 11-yard line. And off to Ozentoski. Ozentoski keeps his head down to about the 5-yard line before the whistles blow. Going to say forward progress down at the 6. It's going to be a 5-yard gain. Jacob Kirsch on the tackle. Big man, 75. He's a 6'4", 210-pound junior. Second down, 6 to go for the Bearcats. Inside the 10, down to about the 7-yard line.
Surprising, there's a couple names on that defensive line we haven't really mentioned yet. Kirsch, McGlinski, a couple of those big guys. You think that those guys are the ones that need to take over and make a couple of these tackles. He does there, but getting dragged up the field, it's kind of surprising to see. A 5-yard gain for the Bearcats. All of a sudden, they're getting the chunk plays that they need in this wing tee offense.
Sweeney under center, second down, 5 to go. Handoff up the middle. And this one gets down to about the 3. Going to be short of the first down marker by about a yard, maybe 2. Spicer on the carry after a 3-yard gain and sets up a third down, 2 yards to go. Tackle made by Anderson.
Kendall Gettner had a shot at him, Clark, right at the line of scrimmage and missed. Spicer able to dodge that tackler and get a couple yards. They're going to rule him down at about the 3-yard line. So do-or-die situation here for the Harbor Beach defense, trying to make a goal line stand. Third down and 1. Ubley can still get a fresh set of downs here with a gain of a yard and a half or so.
D formation, Sweeney hands off to Ethan Lemke, keeps the hand down, in for the score, touchdown Ubley. 7:32 left, and Ubley changes momentum in the second half, and suddenly we're tied at 14 apiece with a 2-point conversion still upcoming. 7:32 left in the third.
It all starts with the tackle that Carson Haleski made in the backfield. He's able to tackle Michael Anderson in open space to basically end that series. To another run, doesn't get him anywhere, and forced a punt. A short punt gives Ubley awesome field position, and they take advantage of that momentum. A 10-yard gain, an 11-yard gain, and then it's just sheer power. They find their way into the end zone. We'll see if Harbor Beach can keep this game tied, preventing a 2-point run.
Ethan Lemke keeps it in and powers his way into the end zone. The 2-point conversion's good, and the Ubley Bearcats back on top with 7:32 left.